Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. You're listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a Chinese spy balloon. Who is Joe Biden's new chief of staff? The squad comes to her defense, and they will not stop until your stove is theirs. And Bill, of course, will be back with the message of the day. But first, the Pentagon confirming we spotted a Chinese surveillance balloon over the United States. What? What is that? It was last seen over Billings, Montana, well above commercial air traffic. According to the Wall Street Journal, Biden suggested that the balloon be shot out of the sky. The Pentagon was against due to the risk of civilian deaths underneath. The chief of staff is the most important job in Washington, D.C. It can make or break a presidency. There have been presidents with no chief of staff. It's one reason why Jimmy Carter was so ineffective. Great chiefs of staff like Reagan's James Baker, who called the job the worst blanking job in Washington. Chief of staffs that let nothing get to the president, H.W. Bush's. He ran such a tight ship that Bush had a post office box in Kennebunkport that his cabinet knew they could send him stuff to get around the chief of staff. And terrible chiefs of staff like Gerald Ford's first, who lasted only 44 days. Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, is out, making way for Jeff Zients. He was in charge of Biden's COVID task force. This is the guy who came up with the unvaccinated are looking at a winter of severe illness and death. That was Jeff Zients. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, born in Somalia, a Muslim woman, kicked off the Foreign Affairs Committee for her anti-Semitic comments. She said, among other things, "We must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban." Fellow squad member AOC coming to her defense on the House floor, saying kicking Ilhan off the committee is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. A few weeks ago, we found out that the federal government was planning to ban gas stoves, and people freaked out, and the Fed said, "What? No, we would never do such a thing." Meanwhile, in California, they've already done it. I live in San Diego. All new construction, no gas hookups allowed, and if you currently have a gas hookup, it's going to be removed by 2035. And I said weeks ago, just get ready, I promise you, they're serious about this, and they will not stop until they take all gas stoves away. And sure enough, the Energy Department proposing new rules to regulate gas stoves. And this is just the beginning. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day and something you might not know next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I've been giving a lot of thought to the latest police crime in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's just inconceivable to me that five police officers would kill an unarmed man during a traffic stop. Rational thinkers have no explanation. A 29-year-old with no criminal record beaten to death by the cops. Now, the officers had to know the situation was spiraling out of control. They should have called for backup if they needed assistance detaining the man. How could they beat him like that, knowing what happened to the police officers in the death of George Floyd. So now 6 lives are ruined. The victim, who should be alive and living his life, and the 5 cops who will be incarcerated for decades. And for what? That's what I can't understand. The police had the man's car. They knew who he was. If need be, you let him flee and arrest him later. You don't beat him to death. Every sane person knows this. I'll analyze this terrible situation ongoing, but the key question is, what were the police officers thinking about? They had to know the man was getting severely hurt. Why didn't they stop? Now, the only way we're going to get answers to those questions is if the state of Tennessee does a thorough investigation. But that is the key thing. Why did they do this? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Anthony Macaro, Jupiter, Florida. Bill, you said Putin has to go, and you said Putin is basically crazy. So don't you think he will use a nuke? As I explained in great detail, Anthony, in order for Putin to launch a nuclear weapon, the military has to sign on to it, the Russian military. I doubt that will happen. Charles MacArthur, Hastings on Hudson, New York. Just curious, Bill, you feel Putin has tons of money and you can't understand why he's destroyed the world and not be happy with his wealth. Well, how about George Soros? Well, Soros hasn't destroyed himself. Soros is a hero in the progressive precincts for trying to bring down traditional America. There's a big difference. Putin is a villain, can't go anywhere. Soros, in many precincts, is a hero. Paula, Ukraine has the goods on Biden. This is the reason he is helping them. If he doesn't, they will expose him for the corruption that he has engaged in over the years. So Paula, with all due respect, if you could just give me a little backup on that, what Ukraine has on Biden, you just send it along. See, I would never say that unless I had something to back it up. Patty Cagle, Cameron Park, California. I'm appalled at what Biden's inflation and war on gas has done to our country. My husband and I live in Northern California. We just got notice the price of our PG&E bill is going up. We can serve as best we can, but we can't cut anywhere else. It's California, though. It's Biden and crazy attack on fossil fuels, but California has laden the energy industry out there with so many taxes and regulations. You guys pay 30-40% more than the rest of the country. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 80 years ago this week, the bloodiest battle in human history came to an end in southwest Russia. For 6 months, 2 million soldiers engaged in nonstop urban combat. The siege shifted the balance of World War II against the Nazis. Here is the story of Stalingrad. Beginning in 1939, Nazi Germany began its brutal conquest of Europe. 3 years later, Hitler controlled territory stretching from France to Ukraine. After failing to capture Moscow the previous winter, Hitler mounted an invasion of southern Russia during the warm summer months. In August 1942, the German army marched into Stalingrad. Believing the presence of civilians would help motivate his troops, Soviet leader Joseph Stalin refused to evacuate the city's 400,000 residents. For weeks, both armies waged brutal warfare in the outer suburbs, with thousands of non-combatants dying. After 3 months of fighting, Stalingrad was completely destroyed. Despite heavy casualties, Stalin refused to surrender. He issued official order number 227. Any Soviet soldier or civilian attempting to flee Stalingrad would be shot on sight. While the German Air Force bombed indiscriminately, both sides deployed rooftop snipers to kill the enemy. By November, the Soviet army had encircled 300,000 Nazi troops, With a Russian blockade limiting supplies, Germans trapped in the city began to starve. Thousands also froze to death in the frigid cold. By late January 1943, German General Friedrich von Paulus agreed to surrender. The result was catastrophic for Germany. At least 2 million soldiers were killed. It is considered the deadliest battle in the history of warfare. And here's something else you might not know. The Nazi defeat at Stalingrad was the first time Adolf Hitler publicly acknowledged defeat. After announcing the outcome on the radio, the dictator ordered 3 days of mourning. And that was the beginning of the end for Hitler. Now this. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.